5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back, 903 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk a little golf. It is Masters Week. It is the biggest week. What a great week. We got Major League Baseball starting. We had a national championship last night. And we got Tiger Woods possibly playing. Todd Lewis from the Golf Channel joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to talk about this week in Augusta. Todd, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm watching the Azaleas bloom as we speak.
Oh, my goodness. I just love that. That's my favorite place in the world. The prettiest piece of property you ever get a chance, you have to go and see this for yourself. Todd, what a great job you have, the greatest job in the world, watching these guys and getting to go to Augusta National. All right, so the biggest story is obviously Tiger this week. What kind of odds you put on him teeing it up on Thursday?
I would say it's 99.999%.
Really?
He did not think about this. He did not fly here from Florida last week to play 18 holes. He did not show up here on Sunday afternoon to walk 9 holes. He did not show and play. He did not do the same thing yesterday if he wasn't committed to playing. It's going to happen. I'm nearly 100% positive that he's going to try to go. So I expect him to be on the first tee Thursday. Hey, I mean, another thing too, you know, he is thinking about or concerned about his body and the endurance it will have playing 72 holes. Why would he be playing practice rounds? He would be resting. He'd maybe come out and hit some balls. That's about it. And maybe send his caddy, Joe LaCava, out to scout some of the subtle changes here to the golf course that have been made since last year. He knows his place inside and out. He's prepared to play, and I expect him to play.
What kind of odds are you giving? Okay, first of all, making the cut, and secondly, being on the first page of the leaderboard on Sunday.
Okay, first to make the cut, I say that's a really good chance he's going to do that. For the couple of reasons I mentioned, he knows this golf course very well. He knows what it takes to win. He's probably the best game manager, not to get too inside baseball with golf, but knows when to take risks and when not to on this golf course than anyone in history, including Jack Nicklaus. If you look at the field here, this is the smallest major championship field. You've got roughly 90 players. Several of those players are amateurs. Several of those players are past champions who are way past their prime, Bernhard Langer, Freddie Couples, BJ Singh. So, you know, he really, to make the cut, got to beat about 15, 20 guys. So I think given his experience and what he can still do with a golf ball, I think there's a really good chance he can play the weekend.
And
being in contention?
Yeah.
That's a tough call. You know, again, he does have experience and he does have plenty of memories of what it takes to win here. But he hasn't played a tournament in a couple of years. There is still competitive rust that all players and athletes have to deal with coming back from injury or whatever layoff they have, and he's been under a lengthy one. And frankly, I'm sure he's nervous. He's got some new challenges or obstacles with his body that he's never had at a tournament before with his right leg. So I'm not sure if he's going to be in the mix on the second night come Sunday. But if he's there, he's going to know what to do.
You know, Todd, I think it's the show before us had a really interesting discussion because Jay Williams, who had famously a very severe leg injury that really shortened his career, ended his career, basically, he was talking about it on the morning show where walking the course, just in general, the ability to get through 72 holes of walking a course is going to be much more challenging for Tiger Woods than people are taking into account. Do you put anything into that stock that maybe he needs to see how it goes in the practice round and how his leg responds?
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, the challenge is not his golf ability. He's got the swing speed, the tour speed that is needed to come out here and challenge to win this tournament. That's not the issue. It is the walking, and it's specifically walking on this course. If you were listening out there and you had the fortune to come to Augusta National, I mean, the cameras don't do it any kind of justice, just how much elevation change there is on this course. It's a lot of up and down. And from a golf perspective, you have a lot of uneven lies, whether you're uphill, downhill, you've got a side hill stance that can put some pressure on his right foot. And so he does have to navigate that, without a doubt. But, yeah, I mean, endurance is going to be something that he's going to have to deal with. He played 9-hole practice rounds in the first few holes yesterday. He was... You know, he had a normal gait, but about the 8th and 9th hole, he had a noticeable limp. So that's just 9 holes. Imagine 18 holes every day for 4 days.
Todd Lewis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who are a couple of guys? I mean, you got to really like the way Scottie Scheffler is playing right now. Obviously, John Rahm is John Rahm. But is Scottie Scheffler ready to win? And Rahm doesn't look like he's been in his best form lately.
Well, Scotty is playing beautifully right now. I mean, he's got 3 wins in his last 5 starts. So, yes, to say his game is trending would be an understatement. But this is going to be his first tournament, and obviously it's the Masters, a huge tournament, where he is playing as the world's number one player. And with that comes expectations and significantly some weight, some heaviness. So I'm interested to see at the age of 25 how he responds to that. John Rahm is hitting the ball beautifully tee to green. His putting has been an issue. It's been a very frustrating issue for him. When he's asked about it in press conferences, he gives a very snappy Spanish flair answer, so you can tell he's frustrated by that. I'm looking at Justin Thomas. He hasn't won in a while, but he's got great control of his ball right now. He has been playing well, although he doesn't have any wins. But he told me a couple of years ago that this golf course, Augusta National, fits his game more than any other course that he plays. And I think he's in a good headspace right now, and he's got great maturity. I think he's finally ready to win the Masters, and I think he's got a shot.
Todd Lewis, the Golf Channel here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Phil not going to be there. Phil said a lot of stupid stuff, but listen, this is sports, and people do stupid. I mean, we're in Houston, and Deshaun Watson just got a $240 million guaranteed contract. So, I mean, you can come back from stuff. How does Phil come back from the stuff that happened?
Phil has to lose his ego. He has to come back with great apology, primarily to the PGA Tour, secondly to the players that represent the PGA Tour. And that's basically his only pass. Whether he is suspended right now or not by the PGA Tour, because they keep their suspension secret and private, well, that's TBD. But he is not going to play. We probably won't see him. He probably won't play until the summer. That's from the people that I've talked to. But he is going to have to really eat a lot of crow and say, I've made a mistake. I was out of line saying the things that I did. The PGA Tour has built a wonderful fortune for me and my family, and I owe a great deal to them, and I'm very sorry for what I've said. And moving forward, I've learned a lot through this, and I want to be committed to the PGA Tour. That's if he wants to play on the PGA Tour. Now, look, he still may want to play in this Saudi League, which, from what I understand, is still very much alive, and there may be players very soon that are going to commit to this league, and Phil might be one of them. So we're going to have to see how all that plays out.
So he's not going to defend at Southern Hills?
I can't firmly say that, but I would not be surprised if he is not there. Which is sad because his story last year was remarkable, winning past the age of 50 a major championship. But I think there's a decent chance that he may not be there.
That's wild. That is crazy. But he put himself out there. I don't think there's any question about that. And he did tick off a lot, especially the tour ticked off a lot of people. So I just can't imagine not defending your PGA championship after, at the age of, 50, not being able to go back. That is crazy, crazy stuff. So Justin Thomas this week, you like that? That's who you like this week. And Tiger Woods is going to play. Todd Lewis right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Todd, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Great talking some golf with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. Have an awesome day.
You too. Todd Lewis right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can't even imagine, as great as that victory was for Phil Mickelson, that he's not even going to get to defend it. That's wild.
It's crazy. And I mean, I really think he's going to take the year off. I don't think he shows up in any majors at all. I didn't think he would, and I think it's embarrassing for him. I don't think he wants the spotlight on him, and I think he probably needs to let more
time
pass. I mean, it'll still come up, but maybe less so. Just let some time pass. The news cycle's crazy. In 1 year, people won't talk about it as much. Let it just take the year off and come back and play after that.
Yep.
And you don't want that to be your last thing that you do golf-wise. Is comments. You don't want that to be your final commentary that you're remembered for. You have to have a contrite moment, then you have to go play, then you have to face the music. It's like we talk about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun had to face music at some point. Phil's going to have to face music at some point. But I think he's in his 50s now. He can set this out for a year, and it's not going to matter. I mean, he doesn't defend his title. Well, and he doesn't defend his titles. You know what else he doesn't do? Is he doesn't have to deal with all the comments and the comments from players and all the stuff he's going to have to deal with. Because at some point he'll have to deal with it, but I'd rather wait for it to dull a little bit by next year. So I bet you that's what happens. The Tiger Woods thing, you know what's funny? Lewis says 99.99%. I still feel like there's a chance that he doesn't like the way the leg feels, or he doesn't like the way he's playing, or he can't generate enough power, and he says, I'm not doing this.
Everybody says he's swinging beautifully, though. It's a whether or not
can he
can
get
look at him.
On
look
it?
At him. He's kind of limping even just on the practice range.
Well, isn't he just kind of setting up his shot?
Yeah, I mean,
that looks terrible. what I see. Yeah, I'm going to see some
what
things.
Kind of flaws do you see in Tiger's swing right
well,
now?
Well, I think number one is take back was too fast.
What? Oh,
number
really?
Two, I didn't like the swing plane his coming back through. Yeah.
That's what's that?
He rushed
take
his
away.
Take
okay.
back.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we call it
his
take
backswing?
Back in the business.
Okay. Go ahead.
I thought his swing plane was way outside.
Really, was it?
Yeah, I thought he came outside the initial, takeaway. He immediately came outside of it instead of back under
right.
it
okay.
or to trace it. I didn't like the way he finished.
No, didn't like how he finished perfectly on balance? Okay.
Well, but I didn't like the way from a shoulder standpoint, when you look at the triangle he's trying to keep, I didn't see that.
Tigers,
I didn't see as much lower body torque. You didn't see the same drive through with the hips. He kind of left himself blocked.
He blocked
the front end.
The glutes, did his glutes activate?
They activated early.
They're too early.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tiger likes when glutes activate, but
right.
He'd prefer his own to activate.
What about Deshaun? Does he like those?
He'll activate his glutes at times too.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the little
tall
and the pumping starts happening and whatnot. But I mean, Tiger swing looks like a mess.
Yeah, he looks like a mess.
I'll be surprised.
Tiger looks like a mess out there.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just went grabbed the bag, took it off the cart, and just immediately or the pull cart, whatever they're using today. And then just throw it in a trunk and drove off.
He has a caddy. I'm not sure he's using a pull cart.
If they are using those at the Masters now.
They're not using them at the Masters.
Just throw it in the – what I'd do is just throw it in the trunk and just drive off.
What I'd do is I'd grab some tequila.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you're going to quit the Masters, basically,
just
why not
drinking.
Go enjoy some top-shelf tequila at an affordable price? Because that's what it is. I mean, it's top-shelf quality tequila. At very reasonable prices. Now, you can get a top shelf, top shelf. Their Cristalino for the Añejo Extra Cristalino they have. That is going to be a more expensive brand, but I've already had two people send me pictures of it because they're big-time tequila guys, and they're like, this is unbelievable. As a sipping tequila, it is the smoothest that I have ever tasted. It is an incredible, incredible flavor. It is top shelf to the max, and it's something that has beautiful packaging. You'll love it. But Maestro Dobel has something for everyone. So if you love just a delicious silver, something that you want to make your margaritas with, why don't you check out their silver? It is a great option for you. They also have a smoked silver called a Humito, which I think really gives your margaritas a little different flair and is a great tequila for additional cocktails that you may be making. But they have so many different varieties to choose from. 11 generations of tequila makers use 100% pure agave to create the best tequilas in the marketplace. So make sure that you try them for yourself. You can find them wherever fine liquors are sold, and most of your restaurants are going to have them. If they don't, make sure they start to carry Maestro Dobel.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776. Anything that we have talked about, you are more than welcome to get in here to join us and hang out. We haven't even touched on this. Is the man, Daniel Snyder, what a mess.
How much longer?
Under over, Daniel Snyder will own the Commanders.
In basketball, they force you out.
Yeah. Oh, that,
listen, this is a situation where I don't know how this ends.
Well, I do.
How?
If in fact, they find out, apparently, Daniel.
We'll tell people the news.
Allegedly,
stuff.
Daniel Snyder has two sets of books. Teams are supposed to give 40% of their ticket revenue earned from home games to the league to be shared among teams. Okay. Apparently, Washington was accused of pocketing extra revenue, which is the same as stealing from the teams, your partners. Mm-hmm. I would find it hard to believe that you would risk billions of dollars for what would be a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, I don't know with these rich guys if there would be a greater offense. Daniel Snyder has been okay, and he's back running the team. He's got all kinds of sexual allegations and all kinds of misrunning franchise and everything else. But you steal money from these guys, if you're not a good partner with the other owners, mm-hmm. boy, they're going to get rid of you right now.
Yeah. No. That's one that I just don't know how it's set up. Like, I don't know how the league is set up to handle stuff like this. If you're not reporting revenue that is shared revenue, that is a big issue. And on top of that, the other big issue that people aren't talking about is apparently he was not supposed to be kind of running the team right now. And the belief is he's back and,
yeah,
like, he stepped outside of what the agreement
was. His wife
was.
Took it over anyway. Who's running it?
Exactly.
It was like Bud Selig when his daughter was running the Brewers.
Exactly.
Who's
the same
running
situation?
It? I mean, it's
so
ridiculous.
So how do they get rid of him, though? What do they do?
They force him out. Yeah, force him to sell. I mean, they forced Richardson to sell with remember, rub
Did
my
they
feet.
Force him?
Maybe, let me rub your feet, guy. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry was.
No, yes, absolutely.
Turn around. Flip around real quick. Like, hey, you can't tell women to turn
him.
Around.
This is way worse than that. You think they, most of those NFL owners probably. Jerry Jones? Hey, you're a counter girl? Let's go have some. Let's go get some. Make a baby.
Yeah.
And that's just fine.
So here,
but you steal from them?
Here it is. Facing a growing investigation that accuses him of sexual misconduct and using racist language at work, Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson announced Sunday that he will sell the NFL team. The team announced on Twitter. Now, I'm trying to see if he was forced out because it could be one of those things where behind the teams you are, but I just don't know. Like, Dan Snyder strikes me as a guy who's not going to go quietly into that good night. You're going to have to kick him out.
Oh, no, there'll be lawsuits.
So that's what I want to know, kind of what's going on. I'm trying to see if the Panthers were able to, if the Panthers actually.
Yeah, but if they prove.
If they prove
that he was stealing from them, he's going to have very little recourse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's an easy way that happens. There's got to be like a conduct detrimental or something as well. It's just a trickier thing because they're not the employees of anyone. They own the team. So how do you force them out? I just don't know how it works. I'm sure there's something in place. I just don't know how it works. But, yeah, this is starting to really add up for Dan Snyder. It's starting to really add up. And cooking the books is not one that they're not going to stand for. No one's going to have his back on that.
Oh, no. And I don't know you want to be a part of that club anymore with those guys. None too pleased with you. I just think you need to move on if you're Daniel Snyder, if you were actually stealing. I mean, that's just I don't understand people. I mean, risking the billions of dollars for what could possibly be a million or two maybe, but you're going to risk all of that money just to get some ticket reps, keep some pockets, some ticket revenues. You just don't get it. Some people, you know what? Pigs get fed.
Mm-hmm.
Hogs get slaughtered. There's no question about that. What about all of this DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin stuff?
So I think it's really a case of this. This is now the next set of dominoes that are tumbling. Let's do it on the other side because there's always, we don't have a guest on the other side, do we? Okay. We knew there's dominoes that are going to tumble with Deshaun Watson's contract. But with Watson's contract, Aaron Rodgers' contract, and Watson, Aaron Rodgers, let's just look at this. Watson, Texans, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and Pat Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. All three of their top wide receivers were traded. DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun got his huge contract.
Yeah.
All three of these huge contracts have lost wide receivers, and now who traded A-rated wide receiver ones, and now there's talk about Terry McLaurin and DK Metcalf. I think what we're seeing right now is the NFL's new realization that outlandish guaranteed contracts and the $25 to $30 million deal for a wide receiver is going to have teams bailing on the wide receiver position. So if you're a wide receiver, you can forget staying with the same team for your career because it's just not going to happen.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to give him $25 million a year,
quarterback and receiver.
No, if you're going to pay him $25 million a year, like Devontae, what?
You can't.
It's 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk about it on the other side.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, we partnered with the Sugarland Space Cowboys for this season, and the first game is tonight, 8:35, the Sacramento River Cats. Space Cowboys versus River Cats
tonight. I hate
tonight.
The River Cats.
Right here.
I legitimately hate the River.
No, this is our tribal. Right here on ESPN 92.5. 92.5 is where you can find all of your Sugarland Space Cowboy games. And you know what? That's great because we got a lot of good guys down at Sugarland.
Yeah. It's really cool that you have the next set of Astros. I love going to Skeeter's games
and
now Space Cowboys. It's an awesome park. An awesome park. It really is. Great amenities out there. Not a bad seat in the place. I mean, just a very intimate park. Parking super easy. And now we get to see, we're not watching former major leaguers who are trying to find a way to get back into the league. We're watching the next Astros. I mean, how cool is that? That you get to watch the next Astros. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really, really excited about it. I want to get the kids out there. And I'd like for them to just give me a suite that I can go to whenever I want and get free food and drinks also. And it's air conditioned.
Ooh,
so if they're interested in doing that, let me know. We'll make sure and I'll take pictures on Instagram and post them too.
Oh, it's a little NIL thing for you.
Just kind of a little, like a little quid pro quo.
Yeah. So Kenny Van Dorn put out the Space Cowboys injured list moves. Colin McKee to the 60-day. Jairo Solis, 7-day. Forrest Whitley to the 7-day IL.
Well, I did not see that.
Andre Scrub to the 60-day.
What's up with Scrub? Scrub is just... Andre Scrub, his whole thing is just going to be, hey, remember that pandemic year? I was actually a pitcher in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's his whole claim to fame with the Astros, right? It doesn't look like anything is going to... He's got the big 12-6 curveball. You know, it felt like he had a little something there, but I don't feel like things are trending in the right direction for him.
No, he kind of didn't get really
and
into it.
Did Nolly Paredes, does he still play baseball?
Yeah, he was with the team this spring.
Right.
And then he wasn't anymore.
Yeah, does he still play?
He's with our team.
I know.
Our Space Cowboys.
Remember when he was a guy that was getting important innings during pandemic?
Yeah.
That was like all hands on deck. There were just guys that will never pitch again for the Astros. Paredes has a really good arm.
Wow. Just all over the place.
Yeah.
You can Pedro Leon, Corey Lee, Corey Jolks. He's a good player. Degatti. We got a lot. Lewis Brinson showed some promise. Michael Papirski. We got a good team down there. This is going to be fun. So you can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, you were talking about wide receivers.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's been three major wide receivers traded over the last 2 years. DeAndre Hopkins, who wanted new money, and there was a quarterback who was about to get paid, and Deshaun Watson. Then you had Aaron Rodgers got his big deal. Shortly thereafter, Devontae Adams was dealt. Pat Mahomes got his money 2 years ago. Tyreek Hill wants new money. After Devontae Adams got his money, beat it. What you're seeing is guys who are top-of-the-line wide receivers who are going to get the most money. Their agents are going to look at the quarterback money and try to extrapolate wide receiver money out. Well, now Tyreek Hill has set a standard. Not just Tyreek, but Tyreek and Devontae Adams. So the new money is out there. This is what it looks like. And so I think what's going to happen now is the reason that you're hearing about Terry McLaurin, who is going to be coming up on a second contract, and DK Metcalf, who's going to be coming up on a second contract, they're potentially on the market. Well, you know why? Because their agents are going to say, that's the market, and we want that much. We want right below Tyreek Hill. McLaurin will say, I want right below Devontae Adams. I'm a younger wide receiver who's been incredibly productive with below-average quarterbacks. And NFL teams, I don't believe, are going to value wide receivers at that rate. Some may. Some may if they feel like you look at the Miami Dolphins and they feel like they have to do anything and everything they can for their quarterback who is on a rookie deal. If you look at Devontae Adams, went to the Raiders, it's a reasonable quarterback deal right now for Derek Carr. DeAndre Hopkins went to the Cardinals, who ended up drafting a quarterback who was on his rookie deal, they already had one who was on a rookie deal. You can see where this is going.
Yep.
Like the Saints could potentially use one of their draft picks to trade for DK Metcalf, one of their first rounders.
They got Michael Thomas.
They could take a shot. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Who wants more money now? This is why Michael Thomas is probably out the door. I know.
Michael Thomas.
Yes, he wants new money. So this is these are the dominoes that are going to fall. It is officially just becoming international soccer where they are going to want top of the food chain, and teams are going to say, we fundamentally do not believe we cannot pay one quarterback and one wide receiver this high a percentage of our salary cap. We just can't do it. And for the Chiefs, you really couldn't do it because they also have Travis Kelce, whose salary slot's going to kick into like $14 to $16 million this year. You just couldn't. You can't afford it. You can't afford to have an entire team in a capped position. So in a capped sport. So I think you're going to start seeing more and more. You're going to start seeing more and more teams start dealing away prime, grade A, Wagyu wide receivers. The A5 wide receivers are going to start getting dealt because teams just are fundamentally not going to pay that level of money for wide receivers. Green Bay Packers made a career. Ted Thompson made a career of drafting wide receivers outside of the first round and fitting them in with Brett Favre first and then Aaron Rodgers. He said, we don't need to draft wide receivers in the first round. I'll get Jordy Nelson. I'll get Robert Brooks. I'll get, Donald Driver. As long as we put the right wide receivers next to a great quarterback, we're going to be okay. I think some teams are going to look at, I need a great wide receiver to help make my average quarterback better. That's what Miami's doing.
That's what the Texans are doing.
That's what Miami's doing. That's what the Texans are doing. So we'll see. But I think the dominoes are starting to fall, and you're starting to realize, wow, D-Hop, Adams, Tyreek Hill, now you're hearing about McLaurin, DK Metcalf. Wide receiver clearly does not have a long-term, high-dollar, guaranteed contract value to a lot of these teams.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. When does Cooper Kupp get paid new money? When is he going to look for new money and ask for 20-plus million a year?
I want to be that guy's agent. Colin Kaepernick threw at the Michigan halftime of their spring game at halftime. Is there any chance Colin Kaepernick plays in the NFL this year?
I think there's a chance he gets into a camp, yes.
You do?
Yeah, I think there's a chance that somebody will do it. I think it's highly unlikely. This is the problem. If you want Colin as a backup, you would have to have a very strong, it'd have to be the Cleveland Browns, it would have to be Denver Broncos, it would have to be Green Bay Packers, where you can't let the fan base or social media or the article writers who want to, you know, to create controversy that Colin should be the starter. You just can't let it happen. The guy hasn't played football in 6 years. I watched him throw. I watched more than just one throw. I saw tape with, I think it was 5 throws. He and Justin Fields were together working out, and it didn't look great. I mean, honestly, it didn't look great. It wouldn't look great for anybody who's been out that amount of time. I think there's a chance he gets into a camp, but the only team that's going to have him on the roster, you have to have a very strong quarterback one, and you almost have to say, look, there was a time Colin Kaepernick should have been a backup quarterback in the league. Now you know the amount of – you have to have a strong organization to fade the amount of press that it's going to be year in and year out and an element of your fan base that's going to call on him to be the starter or to start playing every time the quarterback doesn't play well. Like, you couldn't have him in Minnesota. You couldn't have him in Seattle. You couldn't have him in Minnesota. Not if you don't think he's a legitimate starter.
So Pete Carroll, you called out the NFL owners for not having minority coaches. How about Colin Kaepernick? You're going to jump on board that? Because Pete Carroll...
Well, there had been a talk that Seattle was interested at one point in Colin wouldn't live... Like, Colin Kaepernick at one point wanted starters money and to be a starter, and the NFL said no, and he didn't want to play the game. He didn't work out where he was supposed to work out. Colin did things that ran contrary to the opinion. I mean, ran contrary to a quarterback who wanted to find a way to get back into the league.
He didn't.
That was all there is to it. You can go find Stephen A. Smith, lambaste him over it. Now he's talking about he just wants to get in, and you know, now he wants to maybe be a backup, but. The time may have passed on that. I mean, 6 years of not playing football is just going to be really, really tough to come back from.
942 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 90s. And we will answer the age-old question.
Is it a bad news of the weird or a good one? Or what?
How many times should you pleasure yourself on an airplane? That question will be answered.
Yeah, it's same old news of the weird.
Next.
Bad or good, it just is.
That's a question that needs to be answered for people.
Okay.
That's going to happen next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now what's happening, though, is Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Hey, it's not how he talks. It's not how Jeff Aronoff talks or stuff that he says about an airplane. But here's the deal, is what he does do is he comes to your home or your business, and he takes care of that business. He takes care of that entire remodel. What you looking for? You need new countertops. You need new cabinets. You need new flooring. You need new walls. Yeah, whatever it is. You have attic space, or you got a room that's just studs and it needs to be redone or done. And you're like, well, what do we do here? Well, I'll tell you what you do here. You call Jeff Aronoff and let him design it for you, because that's what Jeff does every single day. Jeff Aronoff can visualize it exactly because he's done it. He's been doing this here for, I can't tell you how long. I've known Jeff Aronoff, and he's been doing this. So he's going to come.
Long time.
Thanks, Jeff. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for somebody that is going to make that home or business look better and be more valuable, that's what Jeff is here for. Get new countertops. Get new vanities. Get new cabinets. Do it all. at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A man on a Southwest Airlines flight is facing federal charges. Apparently, he was pleasuring himself in his seat next to a woman who took pictures, complained when he fell asleep. He was tired after four times. Listen, four times, she said, he pleasured himself. Is that the most egregious part? Four times? Or is it, well, you know, sitting in your seat doing that?
I must say just doing it is first and foremost.
Once is bad enough?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's kind of overkill then, by then, isn't it?
I'll just be honest with you. She lost credibility when she said it happened four times. Well, does that sound credible?
Four times, apparently.
Does that sound credible that somebody's going to do that
four
times?
It was a long flight from Seattle to Phoenix.
That's not long enough.
Yeah, anywhere from Seattle.
Four times.
Anywhere from Seattle's long enough to get.
I have a friend who lives in Seattle. He's like, I've never flown direct to any place ever.
Ever.
He said, I have never flown direct to any place but San Francisco.
When the Texans played up in Seattle, we went for that Sunday night game. It was the it was a Sunday night game too. We got back at like 7 in the morning.
I flew from there. It's like 4.5 hours.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's long.
Anyway, four times. He got arrested.
No, actually,
when
we had to stop
Phoenix.
In Salt Lake City. Now
I don't know. The dude was enthusiastic.
He's just
an enthusiast.
If you had told me that happened twice, I'd have been like, twice? Four times, I'd now think this lady's lying.
What? Oh, now we're victim shaming.
Well, she's not lying. I think
she can't. No, you're saying she can't count.
No, I think it happened. I think she's like, he did it like four times. Like, probably.
Or she's
probably
got,
twice.
Apparently, she was taking pictures, too.
Probably twice.
She's got pictures of it. Which, that's a little creepy, too.
What happened to this guy?
He was arrested.
I would hope so.
Indecent exposure. Pleasuringness. New York man is wanted for exposing himself and pleasuring himself on an elevator.
Oh, here we go.
What
are we doing here?
Why can't we go home? Put on a porn or something.
Hey, can't you just get home? You know, this is a long elevator ride from the 22nd floor down.
I've never been.
Maybe I got a little
time.
It's
New York. It's a high rise.
It could have been a high rise.
Or a skyscraper.
36th floor. Usually you're not by
90-some floors, 100-some floors.
Are you going to be on yourself by yourself the entire way down, do you think, on a skyscraper?
No. Apparently there was a woman. There was a woman in the elevator, and she was none too pleased with it, with the whole situation.
I wouldn't have been either.
A bride-to-be has canceled her wedding, Lance.
Mm.
Apparently, she found a porn folder.
What? Is everything coming out of the same website for you today?
A porn folder on her fiancé's computer, but also photos of her friends. Which is worse? Which one would your wife be more mad at? The porn folder or photos of her friends?
Probably porn folder, but
photos of
friends. Well, we just, you know, her friends are all married, and I'm not going to have pictures of any of them. You're asking the wrong guy. Ask somebody who's like 28.
Okay. Which of your wife's friends are the hottest?
What's the next thing? You could answer that question better, I think.
Now this is a made-for-TV movie. An Oregon romance novelist who wrote How to Murder Your Husband. Guess what? Guess what she's on trial for?
Murdering a husband?
Thank you.
Should never wrote that book.
I mean,
don't even write that book.
Isn't that obvious? I mean, you can't kill your husband when
how
you just wrote a book.
How to Sell Cocaine and Not Get Caught. It's my bestseller. Oh. Sir, we would like to arrest you for selling cocaine.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Here's another one. A husband was charged with killing his wife on an Alaska cruise ship. That was a murder mystery dinner. Who done it?
There's the irony.
You know what?
I appreciate the irony.
You know what's tougher? Those murder mystery dinners than, hey, you just killed your wife. Dumb, hey. You're the only suspect. Nobody else knew her.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You didn't take this. Well, I just thought we were supposed to have a real murder mystery.
Yeah.
I was helping to create one. Yeah, but this is too easy.
Scientists are oh, how about this? They made a message to send to aliens. Mm-hmm. Stephen Hawking, remember?
Yeah.
He warned, do not try to contact aliens. Guess what they're doing right now? Do you think we should contact aliens?
If Stephen Hawking told you not to do something, you know what I also see? People try to feed. I saw a video yesterday of some woman trying to feed some big ass, like, moose with antlers. And he was walking over to her. And the guy said, I'd throw it down if I were you. Bang! Don't feed the animal. They don't pet the animal. Don't get near them. If Stephen Hawking told you don't contact them, don't look them directly in the eye, don't look that bear in the eye, then you better listen. Stephen Hawking knew things.
He did. No, Stephen Hawking Stephen Hawking might have been smarter than us. I'm just saying.
Is he dead?
Is he dead? Yeah, I think he died.
Stephen Hawking
died. No one knows. Apparently, rough times for a Brazilian model. He has 9 wives.
Stephen Hawking, dead since 18.
Okay. This Arthur Urso, look at this. He's in a limo with all of these women. Guess who they are? They're his wives.
I mean, how much money does he have? Do you see them? Are you looking at what I'm looking at?
What we're looking at is a dude with a bunch of smoke.
Not one of those women should be with him for normal reasons.
He's a model. He's a model in Brazil. Yeah. And he's got 9 wives, but unfortunately one
guy doesn't look like a model. He looks like he has a bunch of money.
Well, he's a model, apparently. Unfortunately, well, he bought a modeling company and he's I don't know that.
Yeah. So
one of them wants a divorce because she misses monogamy. Do you miss if you were him?
What, she can be monogamous?
She
misses him being monogamous.
Right.
No, don't big love it up then.
Well, then don't marry
the
guy with 8 other wives.
Unless she was Barb and she was number one and didn't expect it to go down like
that. That's true. A state treasurer candidate. He is a candidate. He says his bankruptcies make him a better candidate to run the state treasury.
Because
do you agree?
It. Yeah, absolutely. He's been through it.
He knows all
He
knows the ins and outs.
Yeah. Do you want someone who's never been through the hard times
to
lead you through hard times? No. You want the guy who's been through multiple bankruptcies.
Yeah.
I always believe that. Like, I'd rather have an arsonist as my chief of the fire department. You know why?
He knows.
He knows how fires start. He knows what they do. Yes. A criminal to be
that
head of police.
Tries to burn down the fire station. That's a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't want him to be a practicing arsonist.
I'm with this bartender. He had to quit his job. His boss banned him from getting drunk on his day off. What if David Gow banned me from getting drunk on my day off?
Retirement.
Retirement? I come in here. Somebody's going to get a fresh one around here. We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.